This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Avodah Zarah, Type Number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klolim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write DAF YOMI Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Reb Chaim ben Reb Noach Weg Zichron Livroche. Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We're beginning Masechta Avodah Zarah, Perek Lifnei Edeihem, from the Mishnah on DAF Beis Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah says, the 3 days before the holiday of a goy, it is usher to do business with them, since if they're happy, they'll go pray to their Avodah Zarah as a result of what you did for them. Or, the item you sell them could be used for them to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, and this could result in the Isser of Lifnei Iver. The Chida points out that the Taisvesin in our Masechta here, Masechta Avodah Zarah, are all Taisves Rabbeinu Peretz. And the Gemara says, it's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, if Edehem is with an Aleph or an Ayin, and what Pasuk is the Makar. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says, all mitzvahs which a Jew does in Olam Hazeh come and testify for him in Olam Haba. In other words, the mitzvahs will be his Edim. Rav Papa says, Lo Asid Lavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a Torah, and Hashem will say, whoever was Isaac in Torah can come and take his reward. The Goyim will also want to come in, but they'll come in at the same time as all the other Goyim, and there will be a lot of confusion. The Gemara says when a king is involved in a Din Torah, he gets to come in first. And since Roma was the main kingdom in the world, they will be judged by Hashem first. Hashem will ask them what they contributed to society. They'll say, marketplaces and commerce, so the Jews would be able to learn Torah. But Hashem will say, you didn't really do this for Klal Yisrael, but rather you did it for yourselves. Next, he'll speak to Paras, the Persians. They'll come and say that they built cities and bridges for the purpose of Klal Yisrael, for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. And Hashem will say, you didn't build it for Klal Yisrael, but rather you did it for yourself. Paras thought they'd have more schusim, since they helped to build the Bayis Sheni, while the Romans were the ones who destroyed it. The nations will say to Hashem, how can you push us to the back of the queue? You never gave us the Torah. Hashem will say, no, they did have a chance to receive the Torah, as the Pasuk in Devarim Lamed Gimel says, the Zorach may say your Lamai, Haifia may har paran viasa may rivivais kaidesh may aminai eis das Lamai. Hashem went to every nation, and they didn't want the Torah, until Hashem came to Klal Yisrael. And even Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai had second thoughts about taking the Torah, and Hashem had to threaten them, kafa aleihem har kigigis. Daf Gimel. A guy who learns Torah also gets some schar, but he gets the schar only like an Einam Mitzuba. And we know, Godel ha-Mitzuba v'aisa, Misha'ena Mitzuba v'aisa. Taisvus explains that a Mitzuba v'aisa gets more schar, since he has to fight off the Yetzer Hara, who tries to prevent him from doing the mitzvahs that he was commanded to do. The Gemara says the Goyim will have a taina to Hashem that Klal Yisrael wasn't Mekayim the mitzvahs they were commanded. Hashem answered that the Shamayim and the Aretz will be Edim, but they were Mekayim the mitzvahs. As we learned from the Pasuk, Yoyim Hashishi. This refers to the fact that Vav, the Hashishi, the Vav Sivan, will determine via Kabbalah Satira if Klal Yisrael was Mekayim the Torah. In addition, many others, including Eshes Paitifera, vis-a-vis Yosef, and Lavan regarding Yaakov, will come and be Edim that we were Mekayim the mitzvahs. The Gemara says those who are Mekayim the mitzvahs in Olam Hazeh will get Schar in Olam Haba. The mashal to this is Misha Tarach B'Erev Shabbos, Yoichel B'Shabbos. A person who works hard to prepare the food for Shabbos will get to eat on Shabbos. But Misha Loi Tarach B'Erev Shabbos, those who did not prepare on Erev Shabbos, Mehechid Yoichel B'Shabbos, where will they be able to eat from on Shabbos? Sukkah is called an easy mitzvah, since it doesn't require a monetary loss. But someone who is mitzvah is putter from Sukkah. When Klal Yisrael are successful, we aren't Mekabel Gerim, like in the Yemei David. At that time, we didn't take an Edim, as well as in the Yemei Shleima and the Yemeis HaMashiach. Rabbi Yehuda Amarav says, the day contains 12 hours. In the first three, Hashem learns Torah. In the second 3 hours, he judges the world. In the third 3 hours, he sits and designates Parnassa to the world, and in the final 3 hours, he plays with the Lavyasan fish. Rav Acha said, from the day of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there is no tzchaik to Hashem. As David HaMelech in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Zayin said, Yim eshkachech Yerushalayim, tishkach yamini, tidbak l'shayni l'chiki. If I forget Yerushalayim, let me forget my right hand, let my tongue stick to my palate. If there's no tzchaik after the Churban, what does Hashem do in the fourth quarter of the day? Our answer is he sits and teaches the children who died young. He teaches them Torah. Yoshev umalamed tinoikis shal beis rabban Torah. The Gemara asks, what does Hashem do at night? Answer, he flies through all of the many worlds. Others say he listens to the songs of the Chayas. Rabbi Levi said, anyone who stops learning Torah and starts to speak Dvarim B'Telem will be fed coals. Reish Lakish says, whoever learns Torah at night, Hashem will extend kindness to him by day. Man is compared to a fish. Just like if they come onto land, they die, so too if we leave Torah and mitzvahs, we can't have chiyus. Rabbi Chanina said, all sicknesses are sent from heaven, except those that come from cold and heat. Finally, Rabbi Shimon ben Galkish said, there is no Gehenna in Olam Haba, but instead Hashem will take the sun out of its container. The wicked people will be hurt by it, and the tzaddikim will be healed through it. Daftalit. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kaihanim said, people should daven for the welfare of the king, since if it wouldn't be for the fear of the authorities, of the Malchus, one person would swallow the other. And this is, of course, true in history, that law and order was always good for the Yidden. That's why we're always mispal for Shalom Malchus. When Hashem judges Klal Yisrael, he won't judge them like the Goyim, where he'll pay them back for everything bad, while Klal Yisrael he'll judge with Rachamim. So if they just do some mitzvahs, they'll get extra credit for their tzedakah and tefillahs, a little bit at a time. Hashem will also give us our pain in Olam Hazeh, so we'll be clean in Olam Haba. Avraham Avinu had a taina on Hashem for wanting to kill the tzaddikim of Sodom with the Rishayim, as we see in Bereishis Shedches, Chalil Lecha Me'asais Kadavar Hazeh, Lahamis Tzaddik Im Rasha. Bilam knew the exact moments of the day that Hashem was angry, and that was the time he chose to give the klala to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef said, a person should not daven the Shemon Esrei of Musaf on the first day of Rosh Hashanah in the first 3 hours of the day without a minion of 10 people. This is because this is a time of judgment, and Hashem will look very closely at his deeds, i.e., he's not davening with a minion, and he could be punished heavily. But if it's tzvila b'tzibur, the many zchusim of the whole tzibur will assist him. And this warning isn't given for Shachris, since in the first 3 hours, there is usually a minion in the city going on at that time, which will assist him. So even if he's davening by himself, because there's always a minion going on in those hours of the day, that will help him out. The Magen Avram, in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik Aleph, says that since most minyanim daven Shacharis very early on Rosh Hashanah, one who davens Shacharis at home should daven early, while the shul is still davening the Shacharis Shemon Esrei, and therefore he'll be helped along with that. We should point out that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, Rabbi Yochanan says, that tzaddikim gemurim, people who are completely righteous, are inscribed for life on the day of Rosh Hashanah, where people who are just beinonim, their final judgment and the final inscription for them is done on Yom Kippur. The Tur in Aruch Chaim, Seif Simen, Tov Kuf Pei Beis, brings the minig for one to greet his friend on the evening of Rosh Hashanah with the words, L'shana Toiva Tikasev, you should be inscribed for a good year. The Levush, which is brought in the Magen Avram, writes that one should only use this greeting on the evening of Rosh Hashanah, but not during the day of Rosh Hashanah, after the first 3 hours of the day. Greeting someone, L'shana Toiva Tikasev, on the day of Rosh Hashanah, has unpleasant connotations. It implies that the friend is not a tzaddik, for a tzaddik is judged and inscribed during the first 3 hours of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and it would be pointless to bless him with a good year after he was already inscribed. This is brought in Al Hadaf. Finally, Rabbi Shua ben Levi in the Gemara says, Asher anoichi mitzavcha hayoim la'saisam, we learn hayoim la'saisam v'lo l'machar la'saisam. Today is the time to do the mitzvahs in Olam Hazeh, not later in Olam Haba. Daf Hey. Any person who does a mitzvah, the mitzvah will come as an aid for him in Olam Haba. But an Avera will follow a person to Olam Haba like a dog follows him. The Gemara says Hashem showed Adam HaRishon all future generations and who their leaders would be. When he saw the daughter of Rabbi Akiva, he was happy with his Torah, but saddened by his death. Rabbi Yossi says, Mashiach will only come when the neshamas are emptied out of the guf in Shamayim, i.e., these neshamas will enter people who are born. The Gemara says there are four people who are considered to be like dead. Number one, an ani, a poor person. Number two, a suma, someone who is blind. A matzara, a leper. And misha'im lai banim, someone who is childless. Im b'chukai sa'i te'lechu. The pasuk, the beginning of the parsha of b'chukai sa'i in Vayikra. Im is a lashon of requesting. As we see in Tehillim, Pei Aleph, Lu amisha me'ali, kimata evehem achnia. If only my people would listen to me, a lashon of request, I would humble their enemies quickly. The Gemara says Adam HaRishon was a kafui taiva. As he said to Hashem, Ha'isha asher nasata imadi, he nasata li mina eitz. Bereshis Gimel. The woman you gave me implies that he was ungrateful regarding Chava, who was given to him really to help him, but he was ungrateful to the fact that she was given to him. The Gemara says if one gives tzedakah, he plants chesed for himself, and learning Torah is like creating mayim. Ein mayim ela Torah. There are four times in the year that if you sold a mother of an animal, and now you want to sell the child of the animal, you must tell the buyer. Why is that? Because there is a iser of eisai v'yespenai. A person is not allowed to shecht the child of an animal on the same day that he shechts the mother. So these are the four times a year where people tend to shecht a lot of animals, and you have to be careful. Number one, Erev, the last day of Sukkot. Number two, Erev Pesach. Number three, Erev Shavuos. And number four, Erev Rosh Hashanah. This is because a lot of animals are brought for Shechita and Karbanos, and it's not unlikely that a person would shecht Oisev Yes Benai B'yei Mechot, which is an Isser. Rabbi Yossi also adds Erev Yom Kippur in Golil. We began to darshan the halachas of Pesach. We should begin to darshan the halachas of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Shimon ben Gamliel says 2 weeks before Pesach. Dafav. Rabbi Shmuel says when the Mishnah says it's Osir to do business with a guy at the time of his holidays, it means 3 days before their Chag and 3 days after their Chag. And the day of the holiday itself, that's not included in these 3 days. Why do we say that it's usher to do business with a guy on these days, these holidays? Two reasons. Number one, harvacha. The guy will profit and then give thanks to his Avodah Zarah, and the Yisrael will be over la yishamer al picha. You shouldn't cause the name of the Avodah Zarah to be said unnecessarily. Or, a person could be over the iser of lifnei iver. You'll give him an animal to shecht for the Avodah Zarah. And therefore you'll cause him to go shechted for the Avodah Zarah. The nafkamina is if he already has an animal. So you could still be over on number one, but you cannot be over on number two. The Ramah in Yeradeya, Tzimin Kufnun Aleph, brings the Mordechai, that says it's only usur to sell a goyan item for idolatry, only if that item is not otherwise available to him. However, if the item can be purchased by the goy in other stores, then it's mutter to sell it to him, because Zar Gemara says, the Isra of Lifnei Iver doesn't apply if the item, which is usur, could be obtained through other means. The Gemara says this isur only applies if the item will remain fresh when the Chag arrives, but if it won't last, then it's okay to sell. And finally, even to borrow money from a goy around the holiday time, even that's usur, since the goy will feel good that the Jew needs him, and then he'll give thanks to his Avodah Zarah. Daf Zayin. Normally, when there's a machlekes between Yochid and Rabbim, we paskin like the Rabbim. And if there's a machlekes, and there's a Stam Mishnah, we paskin like the Stam Mishnah. On Shabbos, it's usher to speak Divrei Chol, but if it's just thinking about Divrei Chol, it's mutter. If a person regarding Tuma goes to a Rav, and he paskins Tomei, you can't then go to a different Paisik to try to get a Heter. If a person commits an Avera in public, and bemezid, he can still do Tshuva, and it will be Mekubal. The Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel says it's usher to do business 3 days before the Chag, and 3 days after the Chag. The Chachamim say it's usur only 3 days before the Chag, but 3 days after the Chag, it's mutter. And the Gemara says, bring Shmuel. In Golos, it is only usur to do business on the actual Chag itself, since they aren't so religious in Golos. And if the business was done a few days before the Chag, they're unlikely to thank their Avodah Zarah on the Chag. Nocham Hamadi said that a person should be mispal for his personal bakashas in the bracha of Shemea Tefillah in Ishmael Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua says, first a person should say praise to Hashem, then he should ask for his private bakashas and needs. Tafras. Even though Shemea Tefillah can be used for any bakasha, But if a person wants to ask a bracha in one of the other 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, he can do that if the bakasha is related to that particular bracha. For example, to ask for a refua l'chayla in the bracha of Refa'inu, or to ask for parnasa in the bracha of Birchas Hashanim. The next Mishnah. These are the official holidays of the Goyim, that it's usher to do business with them 3 days before and 3 days after. Rameir brings a number of days. For example, Kalandra, which is one of those days. These are the anniversary of certain deaths. The Chachamim say that only if when the person died and there was Sreifa do we assume this Isser on that anniversary of the death. But the days the king just came out of jail, then there is no Isser to do business with them. Gemara. It's a machlokes when the world was created, B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam or B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam. Whether the suburbs of the B'nai Romi are also included in this Isser, that's a machlokes. If a guy makes a party for his son, it's only usher to do business specifically with him, and on that day only. If the guy makes a party, and the Jews were all invited, even if they bring their own food, it's like eating from the Zivchei Mesim of Avodah Zarah. For 26 years, the Jews were partners with the Romans to fight off the Greeks. Rabbi Bishmal became sick. He said, 180 years before the Churban, Rome broke ties with Yisrael. 80 years before the Churban, the Rabbanan were geyser tuma on chutzlarts and on glass kelim. 30 years before the Churban, the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas Hagazis in the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is remembered for ensuring that Dine Knossos remained known to Klal Yisrael, since the government assured the notion of smicha, but he continued to give smicha in hidden towns between the mountains to five people, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Daf Tes. For 26 years, the Romans kept a deal with Klal Yisrael and treated them okay. The Persians' rule over Klal Yisrael lasted while the Bayesheni was in existence for the first 34 years. The Greeks then took over for 180 years. Then the Malchus Chashmonai, together with Rome, took over for 103 years from the Greeks. And then Hurdus took over for 103 years. Then was the Churban of the Bayis, at the end of Malchus Hurdus. From the time the Greeks left, there were 206 years before the Churban, 103 years of the Romans and the Chashmonaim, and 103 years of Hurdus. But there were only 180 years before the Churban that Klal Yisrael suffered. The other 26 years, as we mentioned, they had a good relationship with the Romans. To summarize, the second Beis Hamikdash stood for 420 years, 34 years of Persian rule, 180 years of Greek rule, 103 years of the Chashmonaim and the Romans, and finally 103 years of Hurdus and the Romans, which is equal to 420 years. Tana de Beilio said, this world will stand for 6,000 years. The first 2,000 years will be void of Torah. The next 2,000, Klal Yisrael had the Torah. And the last 2,000 years would be Roy for the Mashiach, except we weren't ready for him to come. By the way, Yitzchak was born in the year 2048, and Kabbalah HaTorah was in the year 2448. And the year 2000 of Torah begins with Avram Avinu, when he began to make Gerim. Avram, by the way, was born in the year 1948. As we see, Nefesh Asher Asu B'charim, Bereshis Yud Beis, teaches us that Avram made people into Gerim. Rav Papa wanted to know exactly what year it was, so he would know how long we've prolonged the coming of Mashiach, because we weren't Zeicha to have him come. To figure out the year of Shemitah, you start with the Churban Bayesheni, which was in the year 3820 of creation, the Moitzoi Shvius. Then you divide by 100 and subtract 2, because 49 times 2 is equal to 98. That's a subtraction of 2, and of course 7 times 7 is the 49 years. By the way, the year Tavshin Nun Dalad, 5754, was the last year of Shemitah. Rav Chanina said, after 400 years of the Churban, if someone tells you to purchase a field worth 1,000 dinarim for one dinar, which would seem like a bargain, you shouldn't buy it, because Mashiach can come at any second. And from the year 4,231, if someone wants to sell the same field, which is, seems again to be a bargain, a field worth a lot of money for only one dinar, again, you shouldn't buy it, since Mashiach is going to come at any minute. Taisus here brings Rav Ashi, who says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, regarding this destined time of redemption, that it doesn't mean necessarily Mashiach will definitely come by that time, but rather after that time, one should begin to eagerly await Mashiach's arrival, because he's destined to arrive at some point after that date. Daf Yud. The first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim, in that this is how we date Shtaras, by which year of the king's reign it is. Rome was very lowly. They didn't have their own alphabet, but they borrowed it from someone else. And the Minig Malchus was not to appoint the son of the Melech as the next king, unless the father specifically requested that his son would become the next Melech. Antoninus HaMelech had a secret tunnel he used to use to come and learn Torah with Rebbe. And each day, he used to serve food to Rebbe. And for this, Antoninus went to Olam Haba. Just like the world needs the Arba Ruchais, it also needs Klal Yisrael. Finally, Rebbe says, Yesh Kaina Olamai B'Sha'achas, V'Yesh Kaina Olamai B'Kama Shanim. Daf Yud Aleph. Unkelus Bar Kleinimus, this is the Unkelus in Chumash, converted to Judaism, and the Caesar sent a troop of Romans after him to convince him not to convert. Unkelus, by quoting Psukim, convinced them to convert as well. To one group of soldiers, he showed them a mezuzah and explained that a melech basur v'dam sits inside the palace and the servants are outside. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stays on the outside and the people get to stay inside, i.e. the mezuzah represents protection. As we see in the pasuk in Tillim, Kapitel Kuf Chof Aleph, Hashem Yishmar Tzeischa Ve'echa Me'ata V'yadoylam. The Kesev Mishnah explains that one should not perform the mitzvah of mezuzah only for the purpose of protection. Rather, one must perform the mitzvah of mezuzah with the pure intent to fulfill the commandment of Hashem, and then, as a result of keeping the mitzvah, one will merit Hashem's protection. The Gemara says it's okay to burn kli tashmishin of the melachim and the nesiim, and this is not considered like avodah zarah. In Rome, once every 70 years, they would bring a healthy person and put him on top of a lame person and dress them up and say that the vision of Yaakov that Kal Yisrael would be redeemed is false. Rav said, there were 5 permanent houses for Avodah Zarah around Eretz Yisrael, Bavel, and Arabia. And since they were Eved Avodah Zarah every day of the year, you can never do business with them. The Mishnah. If a city celebrates a holiday and is Eved Avodah Zarah, even though it's usher to do business in the city, it's mutter to buy or sell in the shuk outside the city. If outside the city they're Eved Avodah Zarah, then it's mutter to do business inside the city. And if there's only one road into the city of Avodah Zarah, it's usher to go in on that road on the Chag, since this is Marasayin. It looks like you may be going to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara. If someone has a thorn in his foot in front of an Avodah Zarah, he can't bend down to take it out, since it's Marasayin. It looks like he's bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. But if it doesn't look like he's bowing, then it's Mutter. The Rashba says that this Isser would also apply to entering the courtyard or the temple of an Avodah Zarah, for example, to a church, because it's Marasayin. It looks like a person is going in to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. Rav says, Kol makom she'asru chachamim b'nei Marasayin, any place where the chachamim said something is usher to do because it looks like you're doing the isser because of Marasayin, afilu b'chadrei chadarim usher. Even if a person does it privately, it's still usher. A person shouldn't drink water from rivers or lakes, since he may not see if there are leeches in the water, and therefore this is a sakana. And if someone swallows a leech on Shabbos, we can boil water for him, i.e. we can be mechal Shabbos, due to pikuach nefesh, in order to save his life. Finally, if a person swallows a bee, give him vinegar to drink to prolong his life. The Mishnah. A city which is celebrating a holiday for Avodah Zarah, if the city has decorated and non-decorated stores, you can only do business with the non-decorated ones. Gemara. The Isser is only if the store is decorated with roses and myrtles, and when you go in, you get hanah from the smell of the items used for the carbon of Avodah Zarah. But if there are peiros in the store, then it's mutter. Others say, even if there are peiros, it's usher to go in to the store. Daf Yud Gimel. Rabbi Nosson says on the day the Avodah Zarah gives a tax cut, the Jew must be careful not to play along with the Avodah Zarah to also get the tax cut. One can write up a shtar and bring it to the Goyisha courts to have it signed, even though it shows chashivas to the Goyim. This is in order to protect his property. A person is allowed to do that. A person is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael and become Tamei in order to protect his property, to learn Torah, or to get married. The Gemara says even if an animal is not roid to be used as a karban, it is still usher to stam put a mum on it. And finally, anyone who is a shepherd for behemah dakas is considered becheskas gazlan, since the animals he has eat from other people's field, and therefore he's a bit of a gazlan. The Mishnah. Here are the things which are usur to sell to a guy because they're normally used for avodah zarah purposes. Incense and a white chicken. Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay to sell white chickens if it's mixed up with other chickens or if he cuts off its finger. I.e. if he cuts off the finger, it wouldn't be used for avodah zarah because it has a mum. Daf Yudalad, the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the guy asks for a white chicken, but it's for a chayla in his house, or for the suda of his son, it's mutter to sell it to him, since it's obviously not going to be used for avodah zarah. If a guy specifically asks for a tarnagel without a limb, can we sell him, or are we afraid he's playing tricks? Gemara says, teiku. The next Mishnah. In a place where the minig is to sell small animals to goyim, it's mutter. If the minig is not to, then you're not allowed to. But behemagasis, large behemoths, i.e. bulls, for example, are always usur to sell. Rabbi Yehuda says, horses, however, are mutter to sell. Gemara. One is not allowed to place an animal in the inn of a guy, since we're chayshish for znus. Daf tesvav. Even in a place where a guy isn't chayshid for znus, it's usur to give him an animal. Since we're chayshish, he'll do work with it on Shabbos, and a Jewish mitzvah to let his animals rest on the Shabbos. Rashi over here points out, discusses the Isra of Amir La'akam, asking a guy to perform a malacha, which is usur on Shabbos. Rashi says that the Isra of Amir La'akam is usur because of the pasuk of Mimtzai Cheftzacha Vedaber Dover, which is in Yeshaya Perek Nun Ches, pasuk Yud Gimel. This pasuk is the basis for the Isra of speaking regarding things that are weekday types of things on Shabbos. Therefore, asking a guy to perform a Isra Dika Malacha on Shabbos is usur because a Jew is not permitted to speak of forbidden work on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Beis Shammai says, you cannot sell a plowing cow on Shvius to a non-religious Jew, as we're afraid he'll do work with it, and therefore he'll be over the Isser of Lifnei Iver. Beis Hillel says it's mutter, since he may want it for Shechita, not necessarily for the purpose of doing work with it. One is not allowed to give his child to a guy to teach it to read or to teach it an occupation, since we're afraid of Znus. And finally, it's also to sell to a guy or to a robber weapons or handcuffs, since we're afraid they may use it to kill someone with it. The Gemara, however, does allow us to sell weapons to a government for use in the military, since the weapons presumably will be used to protect the people of the country and not necessarily to harm them. Daf Tzayin. Ben Becerra says a horse is mutter to sell to a guy, because even if he does melacha with it on Shabbos, it will be for riding, and since chai noisa as atzmai, there's no chiyav chatas. But Rav Eiser says it's usur, since the horse could be used to kill people, or because when it gets old, it'll be used for grinding, which is really a true malacha. The halacha is like Ben Becerra, that it's mutter to sell a horse to a guy. The Mishnah. You can't sell a guy, a bear, a lion, or anything else that can be used to harm people. Also, you can't sell him a stadium or a tower, or help build a stadium or a tower, since they could be used to kill people. They used to put oxen, for example, in to gore someone, or they used to push someone off the tower. But you can help him build a bathhouse, as long as you don't put up the Avodah Zarah statue in the bathhouse. Gemara. Shechita is only kosher if we know for sure the animal was fully alive before it was shechted. By Behemagasa, if it stretches its leg after Shechita, it must have been alive before the Shechita. But by Behemadaka, it's no raya. When Rabbi Eliezer was arrested and pressured, they pressured him to convert, to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, they brought him to a special building to judge him, but he was saved. When his Talmidim came to comfort him, he told them a halacha, that money that was gotten from a zayna cannot be used for Kedusha, but could be used to build a Beis HaKiseh. Any zayna who hires herself out in the end shall be made fun of, and one should stay at least 4 amos away from a zayna. Others said, though a zayna is only usur to touch, one can come near her.